Okay, we're in Siman Tav Kuf Tes Vav, Sif Aleph. The Machaber says, Nachri Shevi Daron Yisrael B'Yom Tov. If a non-Jew brings a gift to a Jew on Yom Tov, Im Yesh Mimino B'Mechubar Osh Mechusar Tzida, if this specific type of food which was brought to him is found attached to the ground, attached to a tree, or in order to get it, it requires trapping, then Asar Aflami Shalahuva Bishvilo L'Achlo B'Bayom, then even a person who was not brought for is not allowed to eat it on Yom Tov. Rama adds, Afilu Avarinasan Lefiv Velaso Asar Lavalo. Even if he put it in his mouth, he needs to spit it out. Afilu Latatalan Asar. Even to move it is prohibited, it is muksa. Vela Erev, Mutar Bechdesha Yasu. But once Yom Tov is over, if you wait Bechdesha Yasu, which means the amount of time that it would take to get it, starting from after Yom Tov, so then you are allowed to use it. The Mishnah Berurah explains that we are Machmir Misafik, that it's possible that this was detached on Yom Tov or trapped on Yom Tov in order to bring it to the Jew, and therefore it is also for everyone. The Mishnah Berurah does quote some who hold that therefore we don't assume that it was done before Yom Tov because it is generally not done. If something is being brought on that day, then it was usually done on that day. Usually wouldn't be done the day before in order to be brought the next day. So therefore we assume that it was done on Yom Tov and therefore you can't benefit from it. Earlier in Siman Tav Tzadi Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah explained that the reason that we asr misafik both the Isser Muksa and the Isser Hana from Aleches Nachri is because it is a davar sheyesh matirin on Mutzei Yom Tov, you will be able to use it. What does it mean that we are machmer misafik, that it was brought for the Jew? This doesn't mean that the suffik is whether it was detached on Yom Tov or not, or whether it was done for the Jew, because in such a case, we'll see that that's mutar motzei yom tov because of a svek sveka. Rather, as kavana is, that for sure it was detached for a Jew. The suffik is whether it was done on yom tov or not, not whether it was done for a Jew. We saw the Ramah said that even if you put it in your mouth, you would need to spit it out. And the Mishnah Berurah says, so to b'shogeg if you put it in your mouth. And it sounds like from the poskim that even if you made a bracha on it, you're not allowed to swallow it because it is muksa, and therefore you're not allowed to swallow it even if you already made a bracha. A similar point to the Ramah is that if somebody made a bracha on something and then there's a chashash that maybe that which they're eating is a dvar iser or it's a chumra, so the Shevet Alevi or Vazner says in the name of Stei Chemed that you're not chayev brach levatala. You're not chayev to make a brach levatala in that case. Rather, you would spit it out and say brach shen kavon machasol le'olam va'ed, and that would be good enough. So too over here, that's what one should do. They should spit it out and say brach shen kavon machasol le'olam va'ed. So we see this is going like the opinion of Rashi that we saw, that the reason is because we're not allowed to benefit from the malacha of a non-Jew, and therefore even others are not allowed to benefit from it, b'chdei sheyaseh afterwards.